Hello and welcome to episode 60, the big 6-0 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined once again, as always, by Bronell and Harv. This episode, we're going to recap the RBC Heritage, get into the news as usual. Big week this week, Zurich Classic of New Orleans, our favorite gimmick tournament. So we're back with walk-up song predictions. Well, I mean, if you're a music guy, it's your favorite.
Okay, sure.
Yep.
Whatever.
Before we get in this episode, obviously we're going to make our picks. Bronell is excited for picks this week.
Yep.
He's back on the wagon. Before we get into it, though, just want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DRIVETHEGREEN for 30% off your order. Big thanks to Player Golf. But before we get into it this week, the boys had our first opportunity to actually get outside onto the course for a round. For one of us, it went really well. Bronell, like, riding a bike.
Yeah, I don't know. Made some putts.
Made some putts on the shaggy greens yet to be cut. Harv and myself had a round to forget.
Yeah, I just need to warm up for 6-7 holes, and then it kind of got back to normal.
Yep. But... little case of the shanks.
yep.
So...
I mean, I think I had 14 skins, so I think...
You do the math.
You guys can figure out...
You do the math. I had...
How it went.
I got skunked.
Strokes.
Those Vokies, man. Got some Vokies this offseason. Just got to hone them in here. I mean, if you're missing greens and you can't, and you have no short game, bad things happen.
You tend to make some bogeys, yep.
Yeah. So other than that, I mean, it was Easter yesterday. Had a chance to watch some of the RBC Heritage and have some Easter supper. All of the desserts. So we hosted here. And apparently everyone got the same memo except for my wife that everyone was bringing desserts. So my wife made ham and potatoes and stuff like that, but we had she assumed that because it was a potluck, people would bring, you know, some salads and stuff like that. No, we essentially had ham, pierogies, some potatoes. That's what my wife made. And like 12 different desserts.
It's not that.
Yeah. It's not the worst problem.
Not that bad. Yeah.
Cheesecakes, carrot cakes, all homemade too, with the exception of Superstore pumpkin pie. Which is odd that that's the bot thing in this group.
Do you prefer the ham on Easter to turkey?
I do.
Yeah, I'm
growing up, I've
always had ham lately. I don't know.
Growing up, I was a big turkey over ham guy, and I still kind of am. But I just like the odd time to just have no choice. Like, it's just ham. I find if you have ham and turkey choice, you're picking turkey in my case. Mm. But if I don't have the choice, I love ham that much more.
Was it the bone-in, like,
yes.
In it, like true ham?
True ham.
Just like the hot dog-style ham that they spray in those molds?
Yeah, not that one.
No, yeah. Yeah, we had the true ham, too, and I'm a big ham guy. Like, the ham sandwiches the next day.
Yes, on homemade buns.
Yeah, that's better than turkey the next day.
All the mustard on there.
All of it. Oh, no, I was just about to get into it. I was going to say, are you a ketchup or mayo guy, and you said mustard.
Ketchup?
Ketchup.
Get the fuck out of here.
Ketchup.
Ham and ketchup?
Yeah, or ham and mayo, you pick. Ham and mustard? Get out of here. Ham and ketchup.
Who are you?
We got I had two for lunch and three for supper today.
We have to pause this pod because I need like 10 to 15 minutes to regroup here after that comment. Ketchup on ham?
Yeah, and fresh homemade buns. You guys don't like that?
I've never tried it.
There you go. There it is. Tell you what, after the pod, we'll go upstairs. We'll step out of the studio, and we'll head to the kitchen, and we'll eat.
Yeah, I've always just been a ham and mustard guy. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. It's what it is.
Yeah. But you know what? It's like spaghetti and meatballs, right? Yeah. They just go together.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Lamb and tuna fish.
Big Daddy?
Yeah. Big Daddy, yeah. Nice. Speaking of which, spaghetti and meatballs, I used to eat spaghetti with no pasta sauce, just ketchup and noodles.
Yeah, we talked about that before. Yeah. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I've evolved.
I thought you were going to say syrup. Spaghetti and syrup.
Yeah,
like,
and all the candies. The food groups.
All the movie drops tonight.
Harvey, you're with family. Did you manage to stay off the piss?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have? So you got to be at like 9 days now.
Yeah.
Nine, ten days. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yep.
That's good. You got anything else that you did?
I don't know. I was at the in-laws all weekend. Didn't get a chance to watch much golf. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry to the listeners.
Yeah. So, grinded PJTour.com at work today.
little bit
for content.
Yeah, did a little bit, bit of content search. How was hanging out with the family? I'm sure you were up in Saskatoon. I'm sure you got a chance to go to Golf Town.
Nope, didn't get a chance.
Oh, isn't that what you said the main reason you were going was? Family was second, Golf Town first.
The classic. You're at the in-laws' place, and you're just like, I gotta go for a drive. Just to get out.
I did that.
Do we need to fuel up before we go home?
I went and washed the truck.
Gotta
get out of here. Gotta check baseball scores for an hour.
Yeah. You can only take so many dumps.
I was just gonna say,
exactly. There's something wrong with
it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure your bowels is clean. No, I got a stomach bug. Or just keep drinking coffee.
Or that four to 5 minute piss.
Yeah. What are you doing in there?
Where you flush and then you're just in there. Checking your phone for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know, I noticed your shower needed cleaning, so I helped you out. Anywho, on to the RBC Heritage, real banner winner, CT Pan.
Another first time winner, hey?
Another first time winner.
This year.
Yeah, he...
five now or something like that this year?
What was it? Last year, he almost won with his wife on the bag.
Yep.
This year, she was not there, but he was able to pick it up.
Did you actually?
Siri's picking it up today. The old Siri interruption. I don't know what phrase I just said that Siri would have decided that she wanted to chime in.
CT Pan? No, didn't work. CT Siri, close, you know? A little bit.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyways, yeah, he was going to pull out this week to host an event with some junior golfers from Taiwan over in the States.
Yeah.
And she told him, nope. You go play, I'll host the event. So, I mean, she's got a little pull on that, on his career. It seems to be paying off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now he's got the exemption for 2 years, like Connors has. So all of the good things that come along with winning a tournament, plus pretty decent feel to this tournament, a little bit different than some of the other tournaments.
Yeah, I mean.
So full exemption and all of that. So now he can put on all the amateur events he wants. Little bit of extra cash flowing around. Plus now you got to think the sponsors that come along to those events now that he's a PGA Tour winner. A little more pull when he goes to ask people for favors to run his events.
And this this tournament, like, not only did it have a one seed in the trophy bracket with the trophy.
Yep.
You also get a jacket when you win this tournament, the tartan jacket. But the coolest thing, I think, is the opening ceremonies. Where they fire that cannon.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy hits along beside it. Did you see the video of, like, the shot tracer on both?
No.
And, like, yeah, Kadir's was just, like, the cannon, they were, like, the same. Like, the cannon just went, like, straight, like, 5 feet off the ground, so did his tee shot, and they just kind of went off the side.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, nice. Yeah. There was a lot of guys coordinating their outfits with the tartan plaid or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Poulter on Sunday made sure that he was wearing... nothing that would clash.
Yeah.
And doing so, he done played himself.
Shot 73 or something like that.
He played himself.
Yeah.
Completely fell apart.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of cool. A lot of prestige and what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Nostalgia. I don't know. Tradition. That's what I'm looking for. Around
it's one
tournament.
Of those older courses, Harbortown, Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Talked about last week, in every golf game you ever play, Harbortown's in there.
Yep.
And I mean, CT Pan, another one of these guys, just comes out of nowhere. His last five tournaments were cut, 72, 42, cut. And then you just
make... and they just win. I'm just going to win. Yeah.
Like, these guys are good.
It's kind of like Adam Long earlier.
I like that. That was before Live Under Par, right?
Yeah.
These guys are good.
I like that one better.
These guys are good is more applicable now than it was when they were actually using it.
Mm, yeah. I mean, they've always been good, but...
I mean, they've always been good, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. There's more good guys. Example, this random that decides to just turn it on for a week.
Yeah.
Especially when, after Saturday, they had pretty much sized up the jacket for Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
Can you believe...
Or the...
He shot six over.
Yeah, it is a jacket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Sport coat, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the odds, the betting odds for Sunday to win that tournament, but DJ had to be 2-1 at worst.
Yeah.
Might have been even money.
Yeah, and then, I mean, they would have had some tailoring to do to get down to CT Pan because he's, what, 5'6"?
Yeah. Like lop off half the jacket. Yeah.
same DJ. They just
we got an extra button on.
They
this.
Put it in. They put it in one of those paper cutters with just the blade that you pull down and just cut off two cut sleeves in the waist.
I use those all the time.
Yeah, they're very handy.
Yeah.
They're way better than the slide ones. That's what they're trying to do now because too many people are cutting off digits.
Right.
But they just have like the slide like that you get on Saran wrap now. They have that slide cutter. Can't cut any fingers off that way.
Don't get me started on started on Saran wrap blades. Oh man.
Oh, that's not good. Like those old school paper cutters, like Zombie Apocalypse. You just bust one of those off and you got a weapon right there. Yeah, you know, exactly. That little slide. You're not killing those zombies with that thing.
I mean, I can't confirm this, but I would say they're the number one cause for office related accidents. Change my mind.
Check the data.
Change my mind. What else? Yeah, what else? Yeah. Getting your hand caught in the printer, burning yourself on maybe the
coffee maker?
Yeah.
DJ might just have stairs.
Stairs, yeah. DJ can only work on... DJ can only live in bungalows or slab houses. But yeah, how does DJ... Even at the turn on Sunday, he was one shot back, I think. And then went bogey, 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 double, double.
Yeah.
Well, they were saying like they interviewed Poulter before.
Double, double. Double penalties.
Poulter and DJ were in the final pair.
Yep.
And Poulter was saying like he was hoping that they'd gotten to like a match play type situation where it was just those two dueling. But like after like four holes, there was like seven people within one.
Yeah, it was like DJ at 10 and then there was seven guys at 9.
Yeah, it was insane. And then...
Well, even at the start of the round, there was a lot of guys around, but it was just assumed that DJ would win.
Yeah, even when he was struggling off the start, they were like, well, this happened in Mexico. He struggled, and then he raided the ship and won by four or whatever he did.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of assumed. And, like, that shot he hit on 14 for his first double there.
Straight like up.
I follow DJ. He's one of my horses, one of my guys. I've never seen him hit a shot like that, like, on the tracer. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, it was like a 7-iron, 8-iron,
so
maybe?
That was the,
it went it so
was
far a... right off the screen that it came into the left part of the screen.
pretty much. And it was so high. Like, he never hits one that goes out of the screen. And it was just out of the screen. And then when it came back in, it was like...
So, yeah, that hole...
On the right edge of my TV.
Yeah, it was a par 3, 191 yards. Had water all along the right side. And it was just, like, more of a stream than anything. Not a stream, but a small body of water. Anyway, he hit it all the way over the water onto the other side. Like, that's how much of a slice he hit.
With an iron.
It didn't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, that was a hard green to hit all day, but same time, I was watching that too hard live, and it was just like, that shot doesn't even...
No.
It doesn't compute in my own brain, and then they're just like, yep, that's embedded on the other side of the bank. Because you're waiting for a splash, because you thought, well, sometimes Pro Tracer just like... has a stroke and can't pick things up. But no, it was straight up that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
I don't know how many times you guys texted me on Sunday saying, oh, Cooch has got this one. You know,
well,
get out the L2 can jokes.
Yeah, like, well, when DJ had his three straight bogeys, Coocher was in second place.
Yeah.
He was like, well, if DJ's not winning this, Cooch is definitely winning.
And he bogeyed 17, otherwise it's going to be a playoff.
Yep.
And he was probably expecting a call from L2.
Yeah, there it is, yeah.
That has changed the trajectory of his entire season.
Man, he's red hot right now.
He put... L2Can did something to him. I'm still on... Harvest converted me to L2Can did something to him, and he deserves way more than he even got now.
That's not what I'm trying to convert you to.
No, he's on the other side.
I'm on the other side. Yeah. This guy's just trying to shake him down for more money.
Yeah, but I'm saying he should be shaking him down for more money because he did something.
Okay, yep. Whatever.
Turned his career around.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is leading the FedEx still.
Should be by a lot.
Yeah, he's...
It's got to be by a lot. He was just second place.
Yeah.
Second place, two wins. Like,
a lot.
He's going to run away with this thing.
Yep. And then they put in that the Wyndham Rewards run this year, too. And he's... It's essentially the FedEx Cup, but just another reason to give the best guy on tour a couple extra mil.
Yeah.
2 million to first. Yeah, I mean, it was...
another guy up there, Cantlay again. I mean, he's...
Yeah.
The guy's just always up there now, right?
Yep.
He's up to 18th in the world. He's got 7 top 10s this year.
It begs the question...
When's the win coming?
The quietest.
Why is he paired with Patrick Reed this week?
I don't know.
Why did he do that to
himself? Everyone else was taken, I guess.
Are they friends?
I don't know, but it just seems weird that... Did they play together? They played together last year, didn't they?
Is it an alphabetical thing? Their first names?
Oh, maybe. Could have been,
yeah. It's Pat. But they were definitely together, because we're going to get into the Zurich. Bruno's got some picks again here for what we have for songs. And last year they were together because we said apologies to Patrick Reed when we played Beck Loser.
Yeah. But Cantley, not Reed. Yeah, it was for Reed. Yeah. Cantley was never
collateral damage. Yeah. There's never been an apology sent to Patrick Reed on this pod.
No.
Or any pod, I don't think.
Who else? That I don't think. I mean, Poulter stunk. Roy Sabatini was third going into Sunday. He stunk too.
How about that handlebar muzzy he was sporting? And that...
Can't wait. Whatever. Sabs is coming.
One of the only things I saw on Sunday was Sabatini's outfit, and man, was it awful.
Yeah, you know what it was? So he could wear the cowboy hat when he won it. Probably would have tied it all together.
Yep.
Tartan jacket and a cowboy hat.
It's like a bucket cowboy hat. Muzzy,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. He was prepping for this.
Yeah. He was prepared for sure.
You got to think he wants to win. What's the one where you win the boots?
Yeah, Valero
Texas. Valero. He wants to win that one bad so he can throw the cowboy hat on with the boots.
Yeah. It's not even a cowboy hat. It's like those cheap ones that you get when you buy a box of beer. It's like a free cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's like a bucket cowboy
hat. Yeah, just like
it's like a combo with the ropes. The outdoorsy dad hat.
Yeah, not a Tilly hat though.
Yeah, is that the one with two holes?
Yeah.
No, Tilly hat's Joel Damon.
Yeah.
No, that's like a bucket hat.
It's not like a cowboy hat, but it's like a golf style cowboy hat.
It's awful, yeah. Regardless.
Fair enough. What else you got on your list?
Speaking of Joel Damon, T16 this week. Not bad. Friend of the pod.
I got...
just before you get into that, little tie into Joel Damon. I believe he's a University of Washington guy with CT Pan.
Right.
Little tie in there. Damon gave him a shout out on social media.
Good research.
He's friends with everybody on tour, almost.
Joel Damon's a hot commodity. Yeah, glad to have him on the pod.
Happy that Connor's won. I mean, he was probably buddying it up with Woods last week. And
can't wait to shake his hand in Hamilton here. The Hamilton countdown's coming up. Like, the boys are heading on site here soon.
What else did I have? Oh, yeah. I wrote down Jim Furyk. What the frig, man? The guy has won more money than anyone. I'll save my rant for the picks, but he missed the cut. Is what it boils down to.
It did not make sense. All the stars aligned for Jim Furyk. If anything, Bronaugh should have picked him.
You would have thought so. Yeah. I guess I just
followed the lead. You guys left me DJ, and the rest is history.
Also,
still jinxed the shit out of him, though.
Oh, yeah. a guy that we've just been saying we don't need to talk about till he wins. Well, we're going to talk about him. Lucas Glover.
Oh, yeah.
Another miscut.
Wow. We're just going right into the picks, hey? All you guys. I'm just mad.
I'm just mad. I might as well bring up Bryson. I might as well bring him up.
Yeah, he missed the cut on the number, though.
Well, do you see today on social media just getting a new home gym? Like, he just must have been too excited. He just wanted to get home and work out or something.
Did you see that his... He's like, it's a personalized home gym too. Like, it's got him with the hat.
Yeah, and it's all like weird. Like, it's not like your standard like bench press stuff. It's all like weird. Like, did you see the video today where he's just like twisting?
Yeah,
twisting on a chair, just a rotation thing with weight on it. Like,
wonder if he's talked to glass.
I mean, maybe that's what you do in a gym. I haven't been to one for a while.
I'm not sure.
Gyne. What's a gyne?
But
a gyne.
And. I mean, a couple other guys down there, Xander, Big Cat, Mark Leishman, and Spieth, all 54th or worse. Spieth,
usual weekend again. Yeah. Stunk on
still
Sunday.
Still got one bold prediction. Well, you got a few left.
Couple. Still no duplicate winners.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
In 2019.
Okay, in the calendar year.
Yeah.
And Kadira, last year's champ.
Dead last.
After the cut.
We got another dead last.
He shot 82 with two triples on the back. Couple sevens. And then our guy Ollie DQ'd. I mean, he was going to miss the cut anyways.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if it changes. Does it change anything if you're a DQ as compared to a miscut? Like, does that mean anything?
I don't think it means anything.
Because you would think. Because I'm curious if it was on purpose. If you're going to miss the cut,
why would you?
That's what I'm wondering. If there's a difference.
Maybe it's not for like stats or anything, but maybe it's for sponsors. You get more money with like. You can't miss 10 cuts.
Well, why wouldn't guys just DQ all the time then?
That's exactly why I brought it up. Was it on purpose?
It's probably worse than a miscut, I would say.
Really, I would say it's better.
Getting disqualified?
Yeah. I signed the wrong scorecard. Unless you would have, no one maybe looks into were you going to miss the cut? Ah, I signed the right scorecard. No, doesn't count.
I guess getting
disqualified. But also maybe there's something in like the PGA Tour code or whatever, like in other like fantasy leagues we're in, where you can't do certain things. Maybe you can't get DQ'd like 10 times or something like that. Or you lose.
Yeah, your card. I'm really curious what the difference is, if there is anything at all. Next guest will ask.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Yep. I'm writing it down.
You guys got anything else? I got Canadian rundown here.
Yeah, maybe a Canadian recap.
I just had one more thing at how random. Like last week, we were saying this is still a pretty good field for it being after a major.
It was.
Yep.
But the top 10, which had 16 people in it because there's a bunch of guys tied for 10th, was CT Pan, Matt Kuchar, Patrick Cantlay, Scott Piercy, Shane Lowry, JT Poston, Seamus, don't call me Seamus Power, Kevin Streelman, Sam Burns, Kevin Na, Troy Merritt, Michael Thompson, KJ Choi, Rory Sabatini, and Ian Poulter. Like,
smorgasbord of
there's all 90% of those people, the average golf fan doesn't know who they are.
Yeah, well, we're trying to change that.
What's up with KJ Choi being up there?
It made no sense.
How's he even in the tournament?
When's the last time he placed in a tournament?
Is he an RBC guy? Sponsors exemption, maybe?
He might have been. Ooh, I don't think he was, though. Random.
Yeah.
It was a random leaderboard.
Very random.
Not random for us, because we know them. But
For the real golf fans out there, not that random. But if you're coming off, if the Masters got you hooked on golf, and you recognize those names, and then you happen to tune into the RBC Heritage, you would think you're watching the wrong tour.
That's what I was just going to say.
You had DJ leading, though.
That's the only reason why you're like, I'm in the right channel.
Random guy flips to it Sunday, leaderboard's the first thing he sees, like, oh, I'm on the wrong channel.
Yeah. if it was after DJ shot himself, for sure.
Yeah.
This is not the right tournament.
Yeah.
Canadians, not so great this week. Nope. Best finisher was Adam Hadwin, T48. Taylor, T58. Hughes, T63. Silverman, T67. He had a rough weekend.
Yeah, he did.
A couple missed cuts. Connors missed the cut. Got to give him a break. He's
he's got adrenaline dump, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
He's an RBC guy, so he had to play. But can you imagine the emotional come down that guy had?
Yeah. Come down?
What was
it? A sex thing?
It just sounds weird.
What else am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Fine. It just sounded weird.
It ain't come down. That's not the term. That's not the term.
I don't know. Came down off that high is what I was going with.
Yeah.
From second?
What?
What high?
From winning and then playing in the Masters.
Yeah.
That's a pretty heavy emotional...
Oh, yeah, Connors. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. And then...
Oh, you're talking about Sloan.
Yeah, I thought you guys got to Sloan.
No, sorry, Raj. I don't know what your excuse was.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Raj finished...
I know what it was. You sent him that care package, and there wasn't a bottle of Coke in there, and he was just irate.
That's true. Yep.
Did he get the shirt?
I think it's in the mail. Yeah, I don't know if he's got it. He hasn't told us about it.
Gotcha. But, okay.
Yeah.
But. Let's get into... Ace's birthday shots of the week?
Yep.
Aces?
None. Not a single
ace. There was
one
on the senior tour. Don't even know who it was. Don't care. It's not on the PGA Tour or a notable.
Okay.
Another notable. You don't make the cut. Sorry. One birthday we missed last week. Actually, his birthday was one day after the pod, but friend of the pod, Bob Weeks' birthday.
Happy birthday, Bob.
So, no other guys. Who cares?
Shots of the week?
I mean, we're going to get to it in the news, which I can't believe we haven't brought it up yet, but I'm going off the board. I'm going Brooke Henderson's eagle at 15 in round one.
Yep.
Hole out.
Yep. I should have, I do apologize to Brooke. I should have, at the very start, we did it with Corey Connors.
Yeah.
Should have brought her up in, we'll get in the news, Brooke Henderson went in. I apologize. We're going to talk about it at length here in a second anyway, so.
Yep.
Shot of the week, Brooke.
Yep.
Harv's, eagle. You're going with DJ shot?
No. I'm going to go with CT Pan on 18 to kind of lock it down for him to get to the number. No one was hitting that green. The announcers mentioned all day with the way the wind was blowing and where the pin was, and you had to carry the water, and the pin was right, and there's a bunker. And he just threw one in there at 8 feet, and I'm not sure if he made the putt or what, but it got him to the number that won.
Yep, and a lot of guys were missing 18 green.
Except for Kadira, somehow.
Yeah, he hit it to, like, closer, I don't
know. In his 82.
Yeah, it was 82. But, and we didn't talk about how Pan was assuming playoff and was on the driving range, and then when Kuchar or whatever didn't make it.
Then he came back.
Did kind of a weird celebration on the range where he just dropped his club and put his hands in the air, and the rest
no
is history.
No one came to congratulate him. He's just standing there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Aw.
Well, I'll take the DJ shot of the week. You don't see that every day. You don't see a pro slicing it like that.
Oh, you're just going right for that, eh?
Yep, and I'm going to double it up with Dude Wipes You Shot Yourself of the Week, DJ. Yep. I said it earlier.
Big time.
Bogey, 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 double, double. That does not happen. Oh, what are you doing over there?
Check something for me. I want to know what... I want to know, and I don't want to know what CT stands for, because in my head it's Corey Trevor.
It ain't, but
Corey Trevor.
In my head, this is what it is.
Stands for Chinese Taipei.
No. You're gonna have to go to like Wikipedia.
Chen Xiang.
There it is.
Dang.
Not Corey Trevor and not Chinese Taipei.
5'6", 145. Nailed it.
Yeah. It's almost like you looked here.
I might have.
Youngest of six children.
Anyways.
Dude Wipes Shot Yourself of the Week was DJ. I can't remember if he was wearing white pants or not. Maybe he was wearing white and then changed.
Gray, I think.
To gray or a dark blue.
Yep.
He would have preferred dark blue yesterday.
He would have needed.
All right. In the news, Brooke Henderson.
Wow.
So the best part about this being in Hawaii was RBC Heritage coverage was over. Weird that this tournament ended on a Saturday, but I'm not complaining because it was not Easter evening. It was Saturday night. Had a chance to sit down, watch the... I think I got to see her last eight, nine holes.
Wow.
She was teeter-tottering. I mean, she was still up three shots, but on 15 she had to get up and down for par and made like a 15-footer. 16, same thing from the fringe. Like 15 footer made it and then just slammed the door shut. And then another funny part was Nelly Korda playing in her, they both were tied for the lead to start, quad on 18.
Oh, really?
Hit it in the water twice. What? So she hit it in the water, dropped right in front of the water and chipped and completely duffed her chip 2 feet in front of her and it rolled back past her into the water again.
Ooh.
So it was bad. Ooh, but Brooke was like just completely folded Nelly though.
Yeah.
And they were, props to the Golf Channel people for talking about, like, they're like, Brooke Henderson is going to be number one in the world. She is way too good. People are not talking about her near enough
as
they
22.
Should. She's 22. Yeah, she's not 22 yet.
She's not quite 22 yet.
What's
she's
this, 21. Her ninth?
Eighth.
Eighth win?
So yeah. Now she's tied with Mike Weir and a couple others.
Yeah.
but yeah, she's going to be the best Canadian golfer of all time when it's all said and done.
I would, yeah.
Like,
I disagree with that.
She is changing the game of golf in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, there's some, we talk about it every week now, that there's eight, nine solid Canadians on the PGA Tour. But, like, Brooke is changing, like, she's getting little girls involved and everyone involved. Like,
she's
we had
top
a chance,
in the world.
We had a chance to see her in our backyard last year. She won the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
She's
got 39 top 10s and 100 starts.
Like, that's insane.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts. That was going to be my point. But also, this is back-to-back wins here, right?
Yeah.
Defended her title.
In at Coalina. I used to go there all the time.
Really? Played that course?
No. Drove by it and dreamed of playing it. On the way to the beach.
I've seen that course. Yeah.
I've been right across the street.
It was super windy, too.
Hmm.
Like, always incredibly. Is. So was Hilton Head, too,
yeah,
for the RBC.
Hawaii's pretty breezy coming off the
Oh, but Hilton the Head, they were saying, like, it was windy all week, and then Sunday it wasn't windy, that windy. But then the announcer's like, yeah, it's still gusting to, like, 15. Like, that's not windy.
Yeah. We would love... What did we play? Oh, no, it wasn't too windy last week when we played. Like, today, normal Saskatchewan day, and you're just like, ah, this is the wind we get used to. And what was it today? Approximately 20 to 30 miles per hour, and this is like winds that they can't even play in on Pro Tour.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh, we're just a regular golf day.
It's amazing though how, like, early in the season, how windy it felt today. But realistically, we will golf in that 25 times this year.
Yeah, yep. Well, when it's 25 degrees, it's a little bit different than when it's 15.
Yeah, two. True, but really still, windy. I went outside today and I was like, man, I'm not going to golf today. This is way too windy.
Yeah.
No, I'll go tomorrow.
It is also funny, though, that we talk about why don't pros like to play in the wind, because we do it all the time. Well, because they're pros and they're trying to do stuff with their shots and not just merely get it in the hole like we are.
One more point about Brooke. I mean, she's on track to becoming an amazing thing, but she can't become the next, like, Michelle Wee. You know what I mean? Like, there's lots of women golfers when they're in their early 20s that put up all these wins and numbers, and then they kind of fade.
Yeah.
She needs to become, like, Annika Sorenstam, not Michelle Wee.
Yeah, I agree with that. Michelle Wee is a little bit different, too, because she was winning... What did she win her first tournament when she was, like, 16?
Or, like, 12 or something. Yeah. Ridiculous.
So yeah. She came flying on. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, like, Brooke is going to
be... There's other examples, too, that I can't think of right now.
Yeah, but, like, Michelle's good, but she's had a lot of injuries and stuff, whereas Brooke could be... Like, we're talking 20 to 30 victories over her career.
I love those Michelle Wee gifts where it's like the picture of her, or not gifts, but memes where it's like, stop sending me that. And it's like her putting stance and it's like a giraffe drinking out of water.
Well, she has that. She used to have that putting stance where she was completely bent over at the waist, right?
Yeah.
She's kind of more upright now, but hilarious nonetheless.
Yeah.
So, big congrats to Brooke Henderson this week.
Some more in the news stuff. We got some Tiger stuff to talk about.
Yep.
MJ said Tiger was the best comeback ever, hey?
Yeah, so did I.
The GOAT said the GOAT was the best comeback ever.
Yep. Huh? Yeah, he said it was the best.
The GOAT said the GOAT.
Are we going to talk about LeBron now?
No, we're not. He didn't make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, he doesn't even have a leg to stand on anymore.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing, but
anyways, still isn't the GOAT. I mean...
Yeah.
It's not the greatest comeback. It's just not.
I think it is.
It's not.
I still got Lemieux ahead of him, but...
Yeah.
All right. Not me.
The car accident, but whatever. We won't get into it.
A couple fun facts I saw on Twitter today about just the ratings of Masters Sunday. So the rerun of Masters Sunday that they played in the afternoon on CBS...
Yep.
...is the third highest rating for any golf this year. After the morning showing of the Masters.
Yeah, and the live.
And the Saturday showing of the Masters.
So it went the live Sunday, Masters Saturday, and then the rerun of the final round.
A rerun, yes.
All better than every other golf
Which makes sense, because lots of people are...
Didn't see it in the
this
morning.
This is where the Fringe fans come to watch.
Yeah, they're going to watch Masters. It when they woke up.
But who wasn't watching that thing live? Other than you.
You were one of the rewatches, but yeah, the Masters is the one tournament of the year where it gets everyone, because the British Open people aren't waking up for to watch. They might happen to get the last few holes when they wake up in the morning, because it usually ends around like 11 o'clock our time. They're probably not watching the US Open, although it is Father's Day weekend, so you might get a few people watching that week. But like the Masters and Tiger Woods, it had the perfect storm of everything for any fan or just people like...
Yeah.
But it's just the Masters in general. Like, that whole... The whimsy, the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure if we talked about this last week or not.
The atmosphere.
Huge pet peeve of mine is when people at work... I don't think I said this last week. People at work come up to you who don't know a lick about golf whatsoever. Hey, how about that Tiger Woods? Yeah, I watched the whole fucking thing, okay? And then you're just like, they try like engage in a conversation, and don't get me wrong, I want more people to watch golf, so I'll entertain it, but it is very difficult to just be like, oh yeah, I saw this and this and this, and it's almost like you get like uptight about it. It's like, no, I know way more than you do about it, bud, so we're not, so you can't talk to me.
Whoa. So like, are you golf shaming guys?
Yeah, I am.
Holy moly, it's 2019, man.
Yeah, so... But I have a hard time with it. So, granted, I do love talking about it because I feel like the...
Oh, yeah, you do.
The tits. But
The other stat I saw was the Masters. So the Masters Twitter
account.
Yeah. Wow. I couldn't even think of the word account.
Whoa.
Wouch. Tweets a video of the winning putt after every Masters Sunday.
Yep.
So last year they tweeted Reed's putt. To this day, it has 393,000 views.
Not bad.
Tiger's putt, 7.9 million views in a week.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's impressive. Including my, I retweeted it.
But did you view it?
Well, yeah, I had to. Retweeted.
But did you view it? I don't think I watched that video, so I'm not one of the whatever.
7.9 million.
Couple more fun little ones about in the news.
Well, before I get that, did you guys see the Tiger flip book?
Oh, yes.
Video? That was pretty neat. Like, who puts that much effort into that?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Fanboys.
Hat tip to
whoever did that.
Whoever put it out so we could see it.
Yeah.
The nameless.
How about Shooter McGavin? Avoid some jail time in his DUI case. Good for him.
So, Happy Gilmore was on yesterday.
Yep.
I just happened to be watching, the kids were doing whatever. And then they both come in because, like, Dad, what's this show? So, naturally, the first thought was, no, you can't watch this because there's F-bombs in it and stuff like that. But they were beeped out.
Yeah.
So then it let me, you know, okay, you can sit down. There's no swears in it. And then I got to watching it. It's not the best kids show, but my kids were all about it because it was about golf. So I sat there watching. I think we got a good 45 minutes before Mom found out and then booted him out of the room because I wasn't changing the channel. It's Happy Gilmore. But that is a timeless movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it from start to finish in a while. Timeless.
I'm surprised you were watching it if there was no swears.
Oh, well. I wasn't happy about it.
You knew the swears.
Yeah, I know all the words to it.
You so eat pieces of bleep for breakfast?
No, it had shit.
Oh, yeah.
Just no fucks.
No fucks, yeah.
Good.
But I was talking to that about someone else about how, like, Happy Gilmore is a timeless movie, but... Like, you think back to those, like, Adam Sandler movies of their youth.
Yeah.
The rest of them suck when you watch them again.
You can't watch Billy Madison now.
No, no. It's terrible. It's
unwatchable.
But Happy Gilmore you could watch. There's so much stuff that's still funny every time you watch it.
Me and my friends watch it every day at lunch in grade 11. Every single day we watch it. Just, like, in segments.
You referenced Big Daddy earlier. That one's actually still not bad.
Yeah, it's a little newer.
Because it's newer, yeah.
But those, like... Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, whichever one came out after that, I don't know.
Like the Waterboy.
Yeah.
Waterboy.
Little Nicky, all those ones.
Can't watch them. They're unwatchable.
Can't watch. Waterboy stinks.
Yeah.
Little Nicky was never watchable, so.
Yeah. Happy Gilmore, though, like, you could watch that every day and laugh every single time. Like, you guys still laugh right at the start when the movers are trying to hit the golf club. He's just, like, dumping it. You hit that guy. I shouldn't have been standing there.
The whole
there.
Movie is gold. Ben Stiller. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Last in the news, another thing that you could watch every day, Jason Duffner's video that he did.
Oh, all-timer.
Yeah.
So he comes out and essentially spoofs Phil's hitting bombs. And he's just like, yeah... It's pretty windy today. Not going to be hitting many bombs.
But also, he's like, I only got a club speed at about 113.
And then he's like, Corona, I'm going to go out with Corona and dude wipes.
There's not a guy in the world. Like, even if you pulled every random dad, every random dude that looks more like your stereotypical Corona guy than Jason Duffner.
Yeah.
Like, he just looks like a guy that you see him at a lake... At a wedding, he's wearing, like, an untucked dress shirt and just slugging Coronas.
Yep.
Absolutely is. I pulled up Adam Sandler's filmography here. Airheads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Airhead is a good movie. Have you seen it?
I have, yeah.
Well, Brendan Fraser and who's not great. Pauly Shore?
I think so, yeah.
I actually Wedding Singer, that one stinks.
Wedding Singer is tough to watch now.
Anger Management isn't even watchable now. 50 First Dates, not watchable.
Oh, 50 First Dates isn't bad.
Not watchable.
It's not the worst on the list.
No.
Longest Yard, I could still probably
It's still watchable, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because of all the wrestlers.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Terry Crews.
So, yeah, he's... Oh, Bulletproof?
Cheeseburger Ready?
Bulletproof with Damon Wayans, that's a good movie.
Yeah, that's right up
my alley. That's right up my alley. All the F-bombs.
It's kind of like Bad Boys.
It's sort of. Yeah. It's like a Bad
it
Boys.
It is kind of like Bad Boys. Even the front page with him in the handcuffs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Bad Boys. It's the same color scheme. Yeah. So there's some options. Dirty Work was also awesome.
I love Dirty Work. That's Norm MacDonald.
Dirty Work's one of the best movies ever.
Yeah. So he's got some good ones, but yeah. His claim to fame is essentially Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, and they couldn't have went in more different directions as far as what's watchable now is.
Yep, for sure.
Any more in the news?
Shooter. So it was a DUI. It wasn't. Oh, yeah. Remember that video where the girl in the bikini's hitting the shot and he's up behind her, like giving her all in the hips?
It's all in the hips.
I forgot about that, yeah. That was gold.
What a guy.
Yeah. No, but we got to get into. You
got to. I only got one more in the news. John Daly talking about fitness, about how you can't pull fat.
Oh yeah, that was good. Yeah,
I thought he was like two more minutes of an interview away, saying the only fitness he does is fitness pizza in my mouth or something like that.
Big John making the news every week now.
Yeah, we love Big John though. Who doesn't? All right, Zurich Classic of New Orleans this week. It is the week where they are in pairs. We go, best ball, alternate shot, best ball, alternate shot?
Yep, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Teams of two, and before they start, they get their walk-up songs. So, like we did last year, we are going to go out and predict what we believe is going to be their walk-up song. And if we're wrong, this is what it should be, and so therefore they are wrong. So, Bruno, if you want to just... intro the teams and then pick the songs and we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, there's how many teams are there in this tournament?
Let's go 72.
72 players, I think.
36 teams.
That's it?
Yeah, it's a smaller tournament.
Or maybe it is 72 teams. And only
I just figured it'd be 144 players like usual, but...
I don't know. We went through the
I'll see if we can get a leaderboard out of this thing.
Well, I'll ring the bell or something here. I don't know how many guys are in it.
We'll find out.
Okay, I don't really care, actually, but we got to find out now.
No, I rang the bell.
I don't really care. Tee time's not posted yet, and the field won't tell us, so we got to go to the leaderboard.
From last year.
Last year, we had how many made the cut? Roughly half. 36, yeah. So 72 teams. 144
half
players.
Half make the cut.
Half make the cut, just like always.
Okay. Well, I only got 10 teams worth of songs here.
Yeah, well, we don't want to, we're not here all day.
Pick the notable ones.
I'm not doing all 72 teams. Like, come on, man.
Well, you made it sound like 10 was too little, so I was just helping you out.
Not a ton, but, yeah, let's get started here. Okay. Last year, we had a couple controversial ones, maybe. Not too many controversial ones this year, but.
All right.
You guys give your input after what you think maybe this should have been instead.
Okay. But,
the first pairing I'm going with the father-son team of Davis and Drew Love. And I'm going with this little tune right here.
Two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel, and I would turn a sharp knife.
Okay. So, little Daddy Let Me Drive. That would probably, that's got some serious nostalgia to it for those guys.
A little bet. Alan Jackson, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, classic father-son song.
What are some other father-son songs that you guys can think of? Because I couldn't think of any, so that's the one I went with.
Father-son songs. Well, naturally, I immediately go to My Boy's Gonna Play in the Big League.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Tommy Cochran.
So, I mean, that one would be good for him.
Yep.
But nothing wrong with Davis or with Alan Jackson.
I just thought kind of like golf drive. But
that being said, this is one of the few tournaments that Drew Love actually gets to play in, mostly because of Davis. So, My boy's going to play in the big league. Maybe need Drew on the tour full time before that happens.
Good point.
Maybe. Very good point. Cats in the Cradle.
Yeah. I saw that one when I looked today, but
would you just type in Google father son songs? Yeah.
first one that came up.
Yeah. All right, what do you got next?
Let's stick with the family teams here. We'll go with Brooks and Chase Koepka. Okay. Chase Koepka plays on the European Tour mostly,
correct? Right, but he comes back for this tournament.
But Brooks didn't play in it last year with him.
No? What was the tournament Chase was in last year on the PGA?
Yeah, he was in one for sure. But
I thought it was with Brooks.
Oh, boy. Are you really doing it?
Yeah, he's doing it.
Shit, he's doing it.
Oh, shit, he's really doing it. Let's see what we got for the Koepkas.
We might as well pull up the song while we're doing this.
I think he's got it.
Well, I have it ready here.
All right, well, I'll play it after the song. I'll tell you what happened after the song.
Okay.
I like this song. The sky comes
falling, yeah. R.I.P. R.I.P. For you. There's nothing in this
world. All right. Is that a technical part or no?
I think you probably nailed it. So, yeah, they did not play in it last year, but in 2017, they were actually T5.
Really?
T5.
Okay. So, Brooks
together?
I would think that's the only way Chase was playing in this tournament in 2017.
Yeah, okay.
T5.
So, Brooks must have been in some, like, diet mode or something last year, couldn't play in it.
Yeah, he was shedding some weight.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got next? That was a good one.
Next team I'm going with Harv's guy, William Horschel, and Scott Piercy. Now, I don't know if we talked about this on the pod before, but Scott Piercy looks like
Luke Bryan,
a famous singer. Oh, just going to say it, eh?
Yeah, that's what he looks like. Well, I don't know what song you picked.
Well, you nailed it, because I picked Luke Bryan.
That's the truth. Yeah, birds need bees, and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me.
Fishing in the dark weeds, nitty gritty. Under that pale moon, sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. There you go.
Who knows? Maybe those guys are knocking boots themselves. I mean, they're paired together every year.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this before. You're right.
They've won it before.
Luke Bryan and Scott Piercy look exactly the same.
Yeah.
The only difference being, well, I guess Luke Bryan does wear, I was going to say Luke Bryan doesn't wear hats a lot, but he actually does. He wears his own backwards self-branded hat a lot.
Yeah, never a cowboy hat or anything like that.
And he's always on the new version of American Idol, which actually, fun fact, came up in another, just a general office chat today, that did you watch American Idol while it was on Fox, like in the big years?
Once.
Or do you watch it now?
What? I usually watch the auditions.
Yes.
When the...
But ever since it switched to Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie, completely out. Don't even watch.
Well, I did see that they did like a Disney theme or something. Katy Perry was this week. Dressed up like
101 Dalmatians, right?
Something like that. I don't know.
What's that?
No, Little Mermaid. Ursula.
Oh, Ursula, right. Yeah. So yeah, that was kind of fun. Who you got next?
The next team I'm going with is sort of Chez Reavy, but this song's kind of directed at his partner. Lucas Glover and Chez Reavy. And the song is called Pullin' Teeth by Green Day. I don't know if you guys have ever heard it, but we'll just let the lyrics speak for themselves. I think that's probably enough for this about that.
Little dark days, eh? Lucas is up past that now, man.
I thought like maybe it would be just like a PSA for like spousal abuse. Like it's just like Sarah McLachlan music playing and it's just like 1 in 10 men.
It's possible.
Get hit with a sack full of soap and whatever.
Bars of soap hurt, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta fill a pillowcase full of bars of soap and beat the shit out of you.
Do you got any lighter notes?
Let's brighten up the mood a bit here. We're going with our boys, Matt Hughes and Corey Connors, the only all-Canadian team this week.
All right.
There's a few other Canadians in there with some American partners, but if you're Canadian and you don't know this song... Get out of here. But this is what we got for Mac and Corey. We all like to waltz with the log driver, for he goes burning down and down like water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burning down and down like water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Yes.
You can't hear this. And just picture the Heritage Moment cartoon.
Yep.
I got no time for you.
All Canadians know exactly what song that is from.
Yep.
All Canadians. I would say any Canadian born before 1990, I should clarify.
Yep.
Because I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that on in the 2000s. Every now and then there'll be a Heritage Moment, though, like during Hockey Night in Canada or something, but it's not that one.
Yeah.
No.
Don't get it anymore. That was Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, but like you see them now and you can just like instantly take it back, whether it's the ship that blew up or whatever.
Yeah, or when he's the best part's when he's jumping across the logs and his legs are like super, like he's got no knees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
But I just mean all the Heritage Moments in general, whether it's the one when the ship blew up or like when the Native or the Aboriginals and the white people meet for the first time.
Yep. Yeah. You know them all.
Yep.
Or I Smell Burnt Toast. That's an all-timer.
I don't know what I'm talking about. No.
Or the female doctor or whatever.
Yeah, it's where they figured out, I don't know, strokes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about signs of strokes.
Yeah, but she's like, doctor, I smell burnt toast. He's like, it's like open brain surgery or something like that. Like he's playing with her brain and she's like, I smell burnt toast.
I mean, for this one, you could have done just like the Canadian National Anthem. Or like maybe Stompin' Tom.
Any Tragically Hip song.
Yeah.
But how funny would it be if they actually used that song?
Like, yeah.
It'd be great.
Maybe DM that to any friend. Yeah, Mac. Yeah,
send
Mac
one. Yeah. Next pair. Here's a good one. Bubba and JB Holmes.
Okay.
I mean, could go a few ways with this one. Harv probably has some comments on his boy Bubba now that they're buddies. But I went with this.
So what you're saying is Bubba's gonna win this week.
Just everyone holding up their phones. Freaking Eric Clapton.
I mean, it checks all the boxes. It's a slow song. For JB.
JB slow, yep.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think that.
Tears for Bubba, obviously.
Yep.
Heaven for Bubba.
I thought you were going Christian just God. Like hard Christian rock. Like, that's what I thought. That's where I thought you were going.
Especially
like,
coming off Easter. All right, what do you got next? Fast and Furious now.
I'm going with the Aussie team. Jason Day, Adam Scott, probably the favorites to win the whole tournament. Looked up Aussie singers. Really, there's not as many as you would think there is, other than, you know, Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue or she?
Yeah, Kylie Minogue.
We used Kylie last year in this.
Did we? Yeah, I think we did.
Can't get you out of my head. Yep. Just before we get into that, if you haven't listened to last, I don't know what episode it was, but last year, Zurich, when we had songs, these are must listen episodes.
Yeah.
Because this is just fun stuff.
Because last year, a lot of these teams were the same, so we kind of had their.
So now we're going round two here.
Yeah. So, anyways, this is what I've chosen for Jason Day and Adam Scott.
Used to lie. Conversation has won. You have any boobie up? That's what's going
on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. What's the reason? Is he upcoming?
More than that, though.
Okay.
A one-hit wonder. Could say Jason Day and Adam Scott were one-hit wonders. They've only won one major each. Kind of one-hit
wonder. Oh, there's a good tie-in.
And then the song is called Torn, and Jason Day is injured all the time. So I'm kind of reaching a bit there, but
yeah. Okay. Have they both been number one in the world?
Ooh.
Adam Scott for sure.
Question.
Has.
You might have to.
Jason Day for sure has.
To ring the bell for that one, yeah. But I don't.
I don't even know how to check that on the bell.
Yeah, I might.
I'm ringing it anyways.
Might just be a Google thing.
Yeah, I'll find out. Bear with me.
Jason Day's definitely been number one in the world.
I don't think Adam Scott has, because in his heyday, was kind of still Tiger's.
Oh, I bet you.
Or no, a little bit after Tiger, maybe.
List of world number one golfers. Here we go. Jason Day has been for 51 weeks.
Yeah.
And Adam Scott has been for 11 weeks.
Right.
There you go. Another tie-in for you.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Happy to be here. Well, how about that? Tiger 683 to Greg Norman 331.
Tiger.
DJ's number five all time, world number one.
And Rory's number four.
Well, not for long, not for seven more weeks when DJ holds on to the title.
Not if he keeps shatting himself on Sundays.
That's an impressive list.
Well, as long as
Jordan Spieth for 26. So, fall from grace. Don't forget Martin Keimer, eh? He had a good run.
He did. Players in U.S. Open the same year.
Yep. All right.
All right, we got three more to go.
Yep.
Next group. We mentioned it before, last year, we had them on here. The Patricks, Patrick Reed, Patrick Cantlay. Last year was Beck, loser. again, apologies to Patrick Cantlay. This isn't for you, man. This is for your partner.
This is a banger.
Yeah.
Can you just picture Patrick just singing that in his room? Yeah. Alone.
Yeah. I like it.
I tried to look a few more up for this one. And I just couldn't, like, Loser by Beck is the perfect one for that, but we can't double up.
I thought about even just saying you got to do a double up here.
Well, I do have a double up, sorry, coming at the end.
All right.
It was a must double up.
Yeah, okay.
two more here. My next team, I got Boo Weekly, Colton Ost, former guest of the pod, Colton Ost.
Yep.
Last year they were in this tournament together too, I believe, right?
Yeah, sure.
I can't remember if we did them or not for songs last year, but you got it right there.
Yep. So Colton Ost.
Maybe he was hurt. There he is.
Colton Ost.
He would have been.
Was with Ricky Barnes last year, and they missed the cut.
Oh, right.
All right. Fire away.
Well, Colton Ost, Boo Weekly, couple Southern boys. This is what we got. The field of daisies. She's sweeter than watermelon wine. Way hotter than the Alabama asphalt. And when I get her in these arms of mine, Lord have mercy.
Chicken and biscuits. Yeah, okay.
I've actually never heard that song
before. You never heard that song before?
What a hook he got in there, hey?
Kind of like chicken and biscuits.
Man, Canadian Gord Bamford in there. Just a beauty. Colt Ford obviously sings the song. Colt knows Colt Ford.
Yep.
Not many Colts kicking around.
No, that's a good one.
I don't see those every day.
Colt McCoy, I guess.
Okay. And last one.
Last one, we had this last year. If you guys listened to the pod last year, you'll know what I'm talking about. But the team is Jim Furyk and David Duval.
Okay.
Like, Duval just exactly must, like, why is he playing this one? Like, he must just like the format, or he gets to play with his buddy, or what? But
I don't know. But he sure ain't as good as he once was. I said, Dave. I ain't as good as I once
was. My, how the years have Did they gone. Use this last year? Someone used this last year.
But there was yeah, but it wasn't that
Yeah, it wasn't easy. Back Missed in my prime, when I could really hold my own. If you want to fight tonight,
was maybe saying not so fast to that song
a few weeks ago. He might be better now than he once was.
But not last week.
Yeah.
Tough break.
Rant coming.
Tough break, kid.
Yeah. So those are good.
Poor thing.
You did a really good job.
Thanks, man.
So to piggyback...
I mean, I thought you guys were going to have a little bit more input on what other songs
you could you nailed them.
Yeah, no, this is your thing, man.
Okay.
You get to do this every year. Surprise us.
So we'll see how many I nail out of the actual songs.
I mean, probably zero. Maybe one. I think you went 100%.
I think you went 100%.
Tears Cheers in heavens have got a chance for Bubba.
Yeah.
I think you got a chance. So are we doing our own? Are we doing our own this year? What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm ready for mine.
Okay, so you guys got yours fired up?
So last year we forgot to do our own.
Okay, so we're going to do our own. And then, because I like you guys, I've also prepared a special top five of all-time walkout songs.
Wow.
And that has nothing to do with wrestlers, because wrestlers' top five is completely different. We might have to get to that sometime. Seth Rollins, Burn It Down. Nothing better than that.
I got one better than that.
Well, The Rock's Hook is pretty good, too.
So you did a top five this week?
I did a top five this week. Nice. Of walkout songs. Like... general pump up walkout songs. Now, to me, when I say walkout songs, what sport do you think of?
Baseball.
Wrestling.
Okay. I love that you called wrestling a sport, by the way.
Yeah, perfect.
But baseball would
be number two. It's definitely baseball.
Yeah.
So I got some good ones. And they're all baseball related. Some are actually hockey related, because the feeling you get when players come flying out on the ice to a walkout, like, that sets the tone for the entire game, especially now that we're in playoffs.
When guys are running onto the ice, of the chute.
The Flames had a really good one this year. But, yeah, so who wants to go first?
For their own walk-ups?
For their own walk-ups.
Harv, are you ready?
I can be, yep.
You want to go first? Yeah, I'll go last, because then I'll get into my top five, because my pick is also an honorable mention. So.
Okay, I actually was down to two, so I'm going to play both of them.
Okay,
but, here's the one I picked. People will know. If it ever plays.
Oh, don't worry, we'll just cut this part out.
That's not the right song. There it is.
What a disaster.
So that was the one I decided on, but this one with the Blues and their win song. I love this song.
Reminder for all the avid listeners, if you remember last year, Harv chose Do You Like Pina Coladas as his
song. That's my life theme song. That's what's just playing in my head at all times.
All right, Bronell, you're up.
All right. Well, I just chose this one last minute because I was too busy making that other list, but this is my walk-up song as of April 22nd, 2019.
We like to party.
Nope.
Oh.
Boom, 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 boom.
Still Venga Boys, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Venga Boys, this CD is like 7 for 10 good songs.
Better than Hanson's Christmas album?
No.
Nothing is.
Oh, I was hoping I'd be getting into the good part here, but...
we still got the first verse.
Alright, that's enough.
Well, it's funny because
Six Flags commercial.
it's funny that you played a song similar to that, because mine is actually very similar.
Banga Boys, We Like to Party.
Nope. Well, but
that's a Six Flags song, right?
It's very, very close to that. Same general beat. But if I would have had to pick today, mostly because my last year's walk-up song is in the top fives, so we'll get into it. But this is the one I got this year. We'll be right back.
That song just makes me think of, like, Spring Break.
Yeah, do you not want to go on a hot holiday right now?
Yeah, a movie of... They're showing Spring Break, and there's, like, thousands of kids drinking on a beach, like, and they're showing a view from overhead, yeah. And that song is playing.
What a great song.
Yeah.
Makes you happy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
This is the biggest smiles on our face.
Not
right
Pina Colada's happy, but happy.
All right, do you want me to get into honorable mentions first or last? I'm going 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, obviously. Top 5 walkout songs. Funny, because all of my walkout songs, unlike your list, all start from the very start of the song.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah.
Nice and easy for you.
Yeah, so you don't even have to fast forward or anything.
Let's just do the list first, 5 to 1, and then on mentions after.
All right. So, first on the list.
Number
top 5. Top 5 walkout songs. Number 5. Hey. Yeah.
Wasn't this yours last year?
Yes, that's what I said. So that's mine last year.
So these are your top 5 or in general?
These are top 5.
What you think should be.
This is the top 5 ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
According to you, though.
Yeah. According to me. Next up on the list is number 4. Just bear with me here while I find it.
Well, you don't have them all on a playlist?
I do, but I forgot to actually save the playlist, so now I'm... It's my first top 5. It's my first top 5.
Okay.
So we were talking about hockey teams. Unfortunately, it's the Chicago Blackhawks, but this gets that place absolutely amped up.
Ted Nugent, right?
Ted Nugent, Stranglehold. Yeah. All right, so obviously first one was Blackstreet, No Diggity.
Yeah, but everybody knows that.
Everyone says.
Number 3 on the list, best walk-up songs of all time. Keep in mind, I'm going with the baseball theme here.
Yeah.
Until we get to 1. Nothing will ever beat number 1. You gotta see it through now.
There you go.
Oh, a lot of build-up.
One of the better riffs ever.
And a wrestling tie.
Yeah, I'm gonna say crushing beers on your head.
All right. So now we're already into number 2.
Yep.
Number 2 on the list. Here it comes. I think you'll like this one. This one's pretty decent as well. Let me just pull it back up. Boop. Boop.
Oh, you went with this one.
Thank you.
got this on your list, you gotta have Funny Strike on. Funny Strike twice.
Well, it's gonna be played this week.
All timer.
Yeah. I, honestly, I think Thunderstruck's kind of overrated.
Ooh, hot take right there.
Going crazy.
I mean,
I don't disagree with that.
It's played a lot, but
yep,
it gets a guy going for sure.
Oh, it definitely it works. It has its moments.
Yeah.
So number one on my list, it definitely has a lot of build up to it. I think Bronell's gonna enjoy it quite a bit, but I want you to dim the lights.
I got three that the, I got three that
close
I,
your eyes, dim the lights, because I will never think that there is a better song that can get the rest of the song from like 45 seconds on. Doesn't really do a lot for me, but the actual start of the song is the best start pump up song ever in my mind. And here it is.
Knew it.
When it hits hard.
Are we talking pump up songs or walk up songs?
Walk up.
Walk up.
Get some pump. And I mean, we could listen to it all the way to I Want to Run, I Want to Hide, but everyone gets the gist of it.
It is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. So, Bell Center, hey? Did they play it? Did they play it every game?
No.
No? Just playoffs?
The song they played this time should be on your list. I don't know how it isn't.
Well, it's not.
Maybe it's on the unmentions, but we'll see.
As part of the on mentions, I also have dishonorable mention because I cannot stand this song, but I'm going to play for it anyway. And I absolutely despise this song as a walkout song. And I don't know how to say it other, but I do not like this song whatsoever.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Come on. Bring them out, bring them out. Hey. Bring them out, bring them out. Yeah. Bring them out, bring them out. Hey. Hey. Bring them out, bring them out. VIP coming live from the VIP. Heard the night.
Now, don't get me wrong, I like that song, but I cannot stand it as a walkout song.
Interesting.
So Dance of Kuduro was my current walkout song on my honorable mentions. So I got two left. I got two left.
You gonna play the on mentions too?
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Why not? But this, I'm a big fan of this song, and I don't know if you guys have heard it before. Well, you've heard it before, but I bet you can't tell me who sings it. Anyway.
That should be on the list. That should be on the list.
This is a hard type song.
Oh, yeah.
You know who sings it?
No, of course not.
His name is Mungo Jerry. Love this song. In the summertime
when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and this might be my pick next year when we do this.
Nice little surprise for you, hey?
Yeah, this is great.
Owen Wilson and Rachel McAdams riding bikes and helicopters. Lots of movie drops in it.
Lots. That's a really good song. All right, and my last honorable mention before we get in. I saw you writing down something down. You got some honorable mentions?
I got three on mentions written
down. Are you going to play them?
I'm not going to play them, nope. Just going to say what they are.
And this is another song that I really enjoy.
Okay.
I don't think I know what it is yet.
Turn the Mac.
See, these are just like your favorite songs of all time. They're not like walk-up songs.
What do you mean these are my favorite songs of all
time?
You
just put on top playlist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean I had to go on Apple Music and pick like any song? These were just playlist songs? Yeah. Okay.
So the Habs song.
How did I do for my first top five?
Oh, not
average,
bad.
Average? Yeah,
not bad.
All right. Not as controversial, maybe. No. Nope. It was a Bronel top
yeah,
five.
Yeah, nope. Bronel top wow. fives are quite the argument.
I mean, I won't bring up avocado again.
Top five yeah. green foods.
But, oh, do we want to bring up if cucumbers are green or white?
Well, they're white, so we don't have to.
This came up after the pod, but Harv believes that cucumbers are actually white.
Well, if you're saying kiwi is green...
when the outside is brown...
you gotta say cucumbers white.
But cucumbers inside has a greenish hue to it.
English cucumbers have a greenish hue. The fat ones with the big seeds are really white on the inside. So I can see both sides of the argument here.
All right, what do you got for your walk-up tunes?
So Joker and the Thief. Wolf yeah. Mother, I mean, that's...
that's the song that the Habs came out to?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a banger. Yeah. My favorite growing up was in the club. 57.
Oh, no. That will never be on my list.
And then if you're talking pump-up songs, Till I Collapse, Eminem, it's got to be...
that's really good. Up yeah. there.
One
yeah.
That
I thought about putting Numb Encore, Linkin Park on there.
Mm. Well, that's yep. not bad. But one that I had from a personal experience was Kid Rock, Bow to Ba.
Really good.
It was good because I don't know if the announcer or the guy who worked the music had a stroke and just cranked that knob to 11.
Yeah,
but
cranked so hard he broke it off.
Yeah. We came out and like the glass was like rattling in yeah. this rink. Like it was insane.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Limp Bizkit Break Stuff is also really good too.
Oh yeah.
So, a lot of good tunes out there. We could turn this into a one ep only music pod, but that's kind of what we did.
Yeah.
It's kind of what we did.
Britney Spears Toxic.
Yeah,
can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, name a better one, bro. Now, all right. Should we get into picks now?
I hope one of these pairings uses that song this week.
Yeah, let's get into picks.
I would love to get into picks.
All right, well, you have the honors, man.
I can't wait to recap picks.
You have the honors. Okay, hell of a score you won with, too.
Hey, they don't ask how.
He's got four.
Four wins.
He's got four.
Harv's got 13. Matty B's got 12. Bruno's got four. I'm coming, boys. Here we go.
13, 12, four. Not bad.
DJ, you guys left him for me? Racked up a quick 28.
Yeah, that's the highest finisher of the nine picks was 28.
We'll go through these quick because
they bad.
It ain't pretty.
They're
bad.
Xander made the cut and then finished 63rd.
Yeah.
And then Keith Mitchell, don't call me Kim, missed cut. 54 average, took down the week.
Ridiculous.
That's so bad.
And the other picks weren't bad. I mean, your guys' picks weren't bad. Matty B finished second. He had Kisner 41, and then Im and Ann both missed the cut. Im had been playing yeah. unbelievable.
And Ann stunk.
I picked the wrong Asians.
Yep. Well, I hope I don't do that this week.
Well, CT Pan won.
Yeah.
Chinese Taipei Pan won.
Yep.
Corey Trevor.
Harv. Let me just say, Harv's picks were Bryson, Glover, and Furyk.
Good picks.
Great picks.
Anyone care to guess where they finished?
Well, let's put it this way. 70 players missed the cut, and his average was 71. You do the math.
Yeah.
You can't get worse. You can't get worse than 71.
You can't get worse. Putting it.
Yep.
Miscut cubed.
So here we go. we got a gimmick tournament this week, but MC3. Still counts.
I mean, those guys are friggin' dead to me. Jim Furyk.
Bryson? Your boy Bryson's dead to you?
On the course, yeah. Still a cool guy off the course.
All right, so this week...
Furyk. He's won more money at this tournament than anyone. He's won it twice.
Yep.
He wasn't even close.
He's an RBC guy, too.
He wasn't even close to making the cut. Not even close.
Neither was Glover.
Neither was Glover. Glover was like six over before the tournament was an hour old.
Not even playing the right tournament.
Like he was six over like an hour into this thing.
You better get right back on the horse this week and pick Furyk.
Well, it should be noted that last year at this tournament I had three missed cuts.
Yeah.
What a run.
37 average.
Right. What a run.
The greasy 37.
Yeah.
So yeah, New Orleans. Best ball alternate.
Yep.
Horschel and Piercy defending champs. Maybe coming out to Luke Bryan, I don't know. Connors and Hughes is the only Canadian team. We got Hadwin Badley, Nick Taylor, and Martin Laird.
Weird.
David Hearn and Seamus Power, is it?
I think it's Seamus.
Seamus, right. Don't call me Seamus.
Right. And Adam Svensson's got paired up with our boy Ollie Shinerzans.
Nice. They got a shot.
That's an interesting group.
Maybe.
Both guys can get hot.
I hope at some point it comes up that Ollie was on the show and Adam soon to be on the show. They got to talk.
You'd think that'd be the first thing they're talking about.
Hey, you know those guys, the Green Boys up there in Canada? Yeah, man. On the show.
First thing they talk about is whether Svensson goes no hat or Ollie wears a hat.
Yes.
Because you got to be a team, right? Yeah,
you can't be one, not the other.
Got to be a uniform. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I guess picks.
Picks this week, we're taking three teams again.
Yep.
You're the champ.
I'm going first. Lead us off. And there's no Benny Hill music. Suck it, boys.
Yeah, did you prepare your own song?
No.
What? Oh, we thought for sure you'd be on the ball here with something like Queen or something.
Or Hulk Hogan, champions. I'm a Real American.
No, I'm just going to go Hulk. I'm just going to go about my business and get back in this thing.
All right.
First pick, Jason Day, Adam Scott. They're going to be pumped up from that Natalie Imbruglia, and they're going to come out firing. I mean, they're the favorites to win. They were
together for that tournament in Australia where they...
The
World Cup. They blew the doors off everyone, didn't they?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
World Cup?
World something.
Yeah, some something.
2013 or something like that.
Oh, a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Did you hear the stutter I just had? That was pretty decent.
No, I didn't.
Something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But what's that song? Lil Wayne, Uproar. It was almost on my top five list.
Every song
Swizz Beatz and Lil Wayne, Uproar.
Did you see Lil Wayne, Lil John at the Knights game last night?
Knights game last night. Sitting right behind Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, but he had a microphone. He was just hyping the crowd and breaks.
Pretty cool.
Okay, well, I guess we'll get back to my picks now.
You won, right. Sorry.
Second pair, I'm going with John Rahm, the big rig, and Ryan Palmer. Kind of screwed me, but...
That's a good team. That's a lot of firepower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be good. And then I got to go with an Asian team. I just have to.
Your fetish, yep.
And I figured the best one this week is Sung Kang and Danny Lee. I don't know why.
Because they'll cheat?
Yeah. Whatever it takes, man.
I don't know why I blacked out. I'll go next. I'm first pick. I'm taking Tony Finau and Kyle Stanley. There's some firepower, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm taking Tommy Fleetwood and Sergio Garcia.
Have to.
Can they get on the same page, though?
So I read that these guys have never... They've played in a lot of tournaments together with similar formats, but they've never been on a team together.
Hmm.
So, interesting. Well, obviously...
Ryder Cup team, they have.
Yeah, no, but they haven't played together.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, Molly would. And then I'm taking Lucas Glover and Chez Reavie. No way Lucas misses two cuts in a row. Not a chance.
For his sake, I hope
so.
Write
it down.
Wow. The guarantee.
The guarantee. No way.
Marty B. Guarantee.
He's been there before, and he is not.
I mean, you don't need to write it down. We can just grab this audio clip from the pod.
I'm writing it down.
Write it down. Leaving it in the studio for next week. First thing we see. Finau, Stanley, Fleetwood, Garcia, Glover, Reavy. Also, no DraftKings this week. They don't abide by this format.
Well, what are you gonna do?
The ultimate gimmick.
I don't know. I'll find somewhere else to spend that $5.
DK.
Win that $3.
Probably basketball. Basketball.
Yeah.
Couple scratches.
I haven't played basketball since probably Christmas time. Since golf started, I've been pretty heavy into it.
Good for you.
I'm off the NBA DK piss.
One team, everyone knows the rules.
Oh. Harv.
Picks. I'll take the mannequin boy Cam Smith and Jonas Blix.
He missed the cut last week too, hey Cam?
Yeah. They won this tournament 2 years ago.
Yep.
I think I picked them last year.
Yep.
And they missed the cut. I took Cam Smith in match play and he got 0-3.
We'll see what happens here. Next pick, William Horschel and Scott Piercy. They won last year. Bit of a trend here to the two winners since they've changed to this format. And third picks, front of the pod, Scott Stallings and Trey Mullinax.
Oh, that's a good team. That team's going to be top 10, I bet.
Oh, Christ. Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
Yeah, it'll happen.
Gamesmanship.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here we are, 60 episodes in, fellas.
Yeah.
another little mini milestone the boys are hitting.
I can't wait.
Golf season starting. I was just gonna say
I can't wait to watch this entire tournament this weekend because it's supposed to be like +7 and raining all weekend.
Yeah, but we're still gonna get the Wednesday game in.
Oh yeah,
yep. Wednesday game will be in. Maybe the course will be dead because it'll be cold and no one want to be out there. Cold, yeah, windy, and rainy, including yep. you. You don't want to be out there.
Just wear pants.
Yeah, and a jacket. Just wear pants, man.
I want to be out there.
Okay, well, I'll see you out there.
I need some more skins and tickies.
Yeah, so you got the skins. I got to work on a short game. Hopefully I can find one in a Kinder Surprise that the kids have up in the outside of the studio. And we'll go from there.
All the Easter candy right now.
But until then, everyone, enjoy your week. And for us, it's time to hit the clubhouse. I am a real American.